Welcome to Mental Health Chats. I'm Claire Davis, and I'm here to help you bring emotional fitness into the workplace. If you are watching on YouTube, please subscribe. If you're listening on podcast, please follow. This series is all about burnout, and I am really excited in this series to bring forward some really interesting guests who are talking about what burnout actually means and how we can cope with burnout in the workplace. And we've got Jean Fenwick with us today. So hello, Jean, how are you?
Hi, hello, Claire, and thanks so much for inviting me here today. And hello, everybody. Thanks very much for joining, Claire and I.
Thank you so much for joining us, Jean. I've known Jean for quite some time now, and it would be really great if you can explain to all the listeners and people who are watching what you actually do, Jean, because it's really interesting.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Claire. So my business is Inner Wealth Coaching, and I'm an NLP coach and a mindset coach, and also a trained hypnotherapist and hypnomenopause coach. And if you've just seen my little dog Geordie wander in, hi Geordie, he's here too with us. So my typical clients are busy midlife women who are really struggling with overwhelm and anxiety, and with the demands of juggling a really busy, demanding career life with an equally busy home life. And so my role is to help them to, I suppose, regain perspective on what matters to them most in life so that they can develop their coping strategies for the anxiety and overwhelm that they are feeling. And so ultimately, they can start feeling that life is happening for them instead of happening to them. So that really is what I'm all about, Claire.
Oh, brilliant, Jean. Thank you so much for explaining that. So you've used the words overwhelm, anxiety. What I'd like you to do is to explain to everybody watching and listening, what is actually the difference between stress and burnout?
Okay, well, stress, wow. It's a huge, huge issue, Claire. And in fact, recently I saw a statistic that practically floored me. And it was that 74% of UK adults have recently said they've experienced a rate of stress that meant they felt they just could not cope within the past year. 74% of almost three quarters of UK adults have felt at the point that they just couldn't cope within the last year. And I think that demonstrates the fact not only that stress is a massive problem for us, but also that prolonged stress and that feeling where stress moves from being something that we all experience in day-to-day life.
Yeah.
You know, we experience stress, and there's good stress when we have a challenge ahead of us where we're doing anything that is challenging. And, you know, there's good stress and there's acute stress, you know, the stress that we have to deal with every day. But the difference really between that type of acute stress that all of us have is when it moves into chronic stress, long-term stress, where we are experiencing the effects, both physical and psychological, of having and being in a state that feels overwhelming for a prolonged period of time at an intensity that becomes overwhelming.
Yeah.
So that would be my definition.
So the overwhelming is where people get to the stage where they're feeling burnt out.
Yes, overwhelmed, but over a lengthy period of time. And this, I think, is the thing, that chronic stress creeps up.
Yeah.
It creeps up often very, very slowly over a period of time. And often it's not until we're on the verge of burnout that we suffer the severity of the physical and psychological effects of that chronic buildup of burnout that takes us to that point where we have those chronic signs that says you've got to do something about this.
Yeah.
Or we tip over into real burnout, which is where we shut down.
Yeah, definitely.
And things shut down. Yeah. And once we reach that tip over, yeah, it takes a while then for our body to come back into balance and to heal, yeah, and get back to the point where we can re-enter the workplace and resume a busy, hectic work life. And yeah, I personally suffered from burnout, so yeah, I know how that feels, and yeah, I know the dangers of where it tips over.
And I've suffered from it as well. And so often you're in the midst of it and you don't actually recognize that it's burnout. Mm-hmm. You just think this is normal if you are a high performer.
Absolutely.
So you do deal with high performers, and we all want to succeed. It's a very competitive environment out there. And not everybody wants to succeed, but if you're a high performer, you want to succeed. So how can we still be a high performer in this competitive environment and also avoid burnout?
Yeah, this is the thing that, you know, we want to be absolutely on top of the game all of the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know I certainly was a high performer, very driven by success, highly competitive. You know, I worked within a really, really highly competitive industry, wanted to be number one, you know, would always look at the charts in terms of where my figures and my stats were. And I think, you know, what is really, really important, it's an educational piece.
Yeah.
So it comes down to our awareness that, you know, stress is an issue, it is a danger for us, and denial is part of,
yep,
the issue. And, you know, becoming, so I think awareness is number one. Yep. And the more information, and I think it's wonderful that you're putting this information out, Claire, because the more information that's out there for people to watch and learn and understand, because it's not necessarily until we've gone too far that we'll be pushed to do something about it. So I think the key is, first of all, awareness that high performance in itself over a period of time is going, stress over a period of time, it can be likely to tip us into chronic stress. So what can we do about it? It's making a decision in terms of our priorities, yeah, and deciding that we are worth looking after. Mm-hmm. And it's a case really of adjusting our priorities and making sure that we are on top of our to-do lists.
Yeah.
And that we put our own personal health and well-being right at the top, before work, before family, really before anything else. We have to come first. And that's not selfish, it's self-care.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. Really.
So I think definitely it's having that level of awareness and making that decision to do something about it. And then once we have done, then it's making the commitment then to, yeah, make sure that we put into action the, yeah, good practices that are going to really help us find that essential balance.
Brilliant. Excellent. Thank you. So you obviously help people in this situation. What help is available if you're feeling that you want to perform well, you're a high performer, it's very competitive, but you're feeling like you're tipping over that edge of chronic stress and burnout?
Well, the very first thing, I think, is to realize that, you know, none of us can shine all the time.
Yeah.
You know, we want to do our best. We want to, you know, perform at a level where we feel highly successful. We want to have a rewarding life, but we also have to realize that we must take time to rest. Even the sun has to set each day, and we have to do the same. So
yeah,
we have to put practices in place to look after ourselves. And I look at three key areas, which are really, really straightforward. And that is, we have to look after our nutrition, we have to look after our movement, and we have to look after our rest. So those are the three key pillars that I use within my practice with clients. So we get those three things right in the first place. And I know, looking back in my own experience, I didn't eat properly. You,
yeah,
know, I would work late into the evening and I'd be up early and my laptop would be open before I had breakfast. And so it's learning to not only look after our sleep routine, but also our time off, our rest, our downtime, our relaxation, and our playtime, our enjoyment, our fun, that bring that balance between, I suppose it's the expression, work hard, play hard.
Yeah.
But to bring that type of almost playful quality to our lives, with intention.
Mm.
And we have to bring the quality of intention to be able to do it and to be able to follow through. And thereafter, I think that for me, the two practices that go hand in hand that really help shift that dial once we get those basics right are to practice mindfulness and meditation on a regular basis, which are proven to be able to help reduce anxiety and to restore equilibrium for the long term. And so when women start to pay attention to nutrition, attention to getting movement, whether it's exercise, yoga, whatever they choose to do, to pay attention to taking rest time and sleep time, and then add on those extra bonuses of meditation and mindfulness, coming back to what's really important in the here and now, then being able to achieve a really, really busy, successful career, along with a busy, successful and enjoyable and rewarding personal life and home life, are achievable ultimately. And life becomes more rewarding.
And that's what we want.
It's not compartmentalized.
Yeah, we want life to be rewarding. You know, we're only here once. So we do definitely want to get out of this.
Good.
Oh, Jean, you've been absolutely amazing, so insightful. So thank you for your very, very wise words. So there's probably a lot of people out there watching this or listening to this thinking, where can I get in touch with Jean? So where will people be able to contact you?
Well, probably the easiest way is through my website, because I have a contact form on there.
Yeah.
And my website is www.jeanfenwick.com, which is easy peasy. So if you want to reach out to me there, then that would be nice and simple. But you can also find me on Instagram. And my Instagram handle is jeanfenwick.innerwealthcoach. And I'm on Facebook too, at the same handle, jeanfenwick.innerwealthcoach. So I'd love you to contact me. It'd be great to hear from anybody. Thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Jean, for your time and for your insights. Really, really interesting. And take care.
Great. Thanks so much, Claire. Thank you.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed the chat. If you found any of the tips useful, follow Mental Health Chats. Thank you.